Sleeping better tonight.
That's the place to go.
Now back to KNBR's Giants pregame. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
Giants are just finishing up batting practice here at Scottsdale Stadium. It is blue sky above. The sun is out, and John Miller is to my left. I know we've got baseball today. It's a heck of a matchup. Aroldis Chapman and Madison Bumgarner today, and I would imagine 5 innings out of both today. I would think we're at that stage of spring training. We should be able to see that. Joining us now, it's just a pleasure to have him on the show. I talked to him a couple of years ago. I remember I was on with Gary one morning, and Chris Rose called in. We had a good baseball discussion. He's part of the MLB Network, and Chris is going to be in the Bay Area coming tomorrow night for the beginning of the WBC semifinals and finals. Chris, nice to have you with us.
Murray, it's good to be back. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm really doing well. And, you know, this ball club, just to get on this thing for a little bit, you know, they are the world champions, and they just haven't seen it yet. You know, they have to click on all cylinders, and it is spring training. But this is a team they need everybody here.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Nobody really cares how you're playing on March 16th, I don't think. It'd be nice to kick it into gear the last couple weeks, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You know what? This is a great team that flies under the radar so well, because if the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Phillies or, God forbid, the Cubs ever won 2 out of 3 World Series and we're going for 3 out of 4, you know how huge his story would be nationally? I mean, people forget the Giants are going for 3 out of 4. That's pretty remarkable. It's only happened twice in the last 40 years. And, you know, I hate the word respect in sports. It really bothers me. People always say, oh, they're showing us a lack of respect. My answer is, you get respect when you hoist the trophy. Well, the Giants have done that now 2 of the last 3 years. So they should get as much love as any team, and they almost get zero.
Boy, it's so true. Chris Rose with us. You know, and Chris, I've said it on the show, no National League team has ever won 3 of 4. You know, you could go back to, you know, the right. American League with the Yankees and teams like that and the A's in the 70s.
In the A's, yep.
It's never happened ever in the National League, and people have not grasped that yet. And I'll say one other thing, and then we'll get on to WBC stuff. Last year, coming back against this Reds team, 0-2. Against the Cardinal team, 1-3, and then sweeping the Tigers, that was the story, and it's still fighting for existence.
Yep, it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's in part because, with the exception of Buster Posey, there isn't a superstar on the team. And what I mean by that is Matt Cain is a great pitcher. Lincecum was had an unbelievable start to his career, and was amazing out of the bullpen last year, but, as we all know, had a terrible season. And so there's nobody for people to grab onto nationally. Buster's a great kid, but he's quiet.
That's just
kind of who he is. So unless if you're of that ilk and you play in New York or Boston or Philly, then people will grab on. But if you play all the way out on the left coast, it's unfortunate, and that's just the way it is. But you know what? If I'm a Giants fan, I say, screw it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Keep getting me rings. That's all I care about.
No, you're right. No, believe me, you're right. Under the radar, we had like 3 or 4 journalists, national people here the first day of spring training, and since then, Bob Nightingale's here today. I'm looking at him. But very few come in, and the Giants just go about whatever they're doing. The West, though, it's in both the American League and the National League, very intriguing divisions for me. I don't know what's going to happen with the Dodgers. I don't know what's going to happen with Greinke and Billingsley coming back and Lilly. Beckett is here now. And then you got the Diamondbacks redoing everything, and they've got a ton of pitchers, none with great experience. And then you look at the American League West. The Rangers were here yesterday. It's still a formidable team. You got Pujols and Hamilton in Anaheim, and then you got the A's that actually won the division. I think that the left coast, as they say, has got some good baseball this year.
I think it's the best baseball.
Yeah, good.
I would agree with you. And Seattle's kind of the interesting team to me. I think that everybody else, if they did well, you wouldn't be like, oh, my gosh, those teams are doing well. I think Seattle's really the tricky one because they added some pop finally to the offense for a team that scored the fewest runs in the American League. And I know everybody's saying, hey, and we moved the fences in too. That's fine. I just don't know. I still see them as the fourth best team up there. But the fourth best team in that division might be pretty darn good. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I love the up in Oakland last year. I thought that was great. You know, the Rangers, I think, are also pretty interesting because they're the team that seemed to get their moves in the offseason. We heard Justin Upton. Then we heard possibly they're going to make a play for Shields or Price. None of that stuff happened. So it's kind of like a lot of the same pieces they've had there the last few years, minus a couple of familiar faces.
They're getting a little bit help. They're going to get some help with Felice coming back later in the year and Colby Lewis. It's funny you said that about Seattle because Ron Washington was here yesterday. I talked to him about it, and I said what I just said to you. Well, it's the Angels, the A's, and you guys. He says, no. Do not forget Seattle. And Seattle's played well down here for whatever it's worth.
They played very well. I think they lead
homers.
All of baseball and homers and and runs scored and all that sort of stuff. And so that's nice in spring training, but I can't tell you who led those categories last year in the spring. So that sort of stuff, it's just because you never know who they're facing and that sort of stuff and what sort of lineup they're playing against and what sort of pitching. So all, but are they going to be better? I think they are. And they've got a lot of pitching that's on the cusp of coming up to the major leagues that, if it is indeed major league ready, is going to keep them in games. Because we saw last year with the A's that if you have great pitching, and they had over 100 starts from rookie pitchers, that you can stay in it right to the end, or in the A's case, win the division.
Yeah, no, there's Danny Hulson is one that comes to mind, the lefty. He's very good. Chris, I want to talk about your team, the Indians, because we saw them a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, they hit home runs and won two games over the Giants. But before we do that, the MLB, of course, has exclusive coverage of the WBC. Have you enjoyed it, and what do you think of it so far? Because it is coming to San Francisco, minus the U.S. team.
Yeah, I'll be one of the few Americans up there in the stadium, I think, representing Team USA, because the rest of the guys, the 28 guys that were supposed to be there, will not be coming. I'll say this. Before the tournament started, I had watched it sporadically in 06 and 09, and I was like, okay, it's going to be on our network. It'll be interesting. I've been glued to it. Like, every morning before my kids go to school, we were watching, like, Chinese Taipei take on Japan, you know, right before school. I was like, you guys want to watch SpongeBob? They're like, nah, let's watch the World Baseball Classic. So I love the passion. I know people have been critical of the way the Dominican Republic has been so demonstrative with their celebration. I love it. I think it's cool. Now, would it wear on you if you saw it every day for 162 games? Probably. But for this tournament, that's what it's about. It's about national pride, and I think that to the homeland, not necessarily to the players involved from Puerto Rico and from the Dominican, but winning the World Baseball Classic is bigger to the fans than winning a World Series would be, having a player from their country win a World Series. That's just my opinion.
No, I agree with you. We just had Stanley Javier on, you know, the GM of the Dominican.
Sure.
He says it's, and I said it to him, it's like it's a national holiday every time they play down there.
Yeah, it is, and it's fun. I think for San Francisco, it's going to be great. I'm flying up there today. I'm excited. Even, listen, would it be better if the U.S. was there? Of course. I'm not going to tell you it wouldn't. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, it's just this. No, we know that. But if you want to see some great baseball, and I think the best team is actually playing right now, the Dominican Republic, who's leading Puerto Rico 1-0 in the sixth.
Okay.
And so if this score holds, then Puerto Rico's got to fly cross country. You could see guys like Angel Pagan and those guys play tomorrow against Japan, who's the only team that's ever won the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, they said we saw them here Thursday against the Giants, and they beat them 6-2. And, you know, they just slap the ball around. And when they catch a fly ball in the outfield, there's no, you know, cha-cha going on. They go right to the ball and catch it. And then, of course, they bunt like crazy, and they get it done. They're not going to beat themselves, and that's why in a small tournament like this it works.
Yeah, it does. They understand international baseball and tournament play. They have figured it out. They have no major leaguers on their roster. But actually, you know, you mentioned Bob Nightingale. I read an interesting column from him in USA Today a few days ago talking about the importance of this tournament to the mentality and the emotional state of baseball-crazy Japan. And so they're watching it. They will be following it, and they will have droves of reporters up there at AT&T Park.
Trust me, we saw him here on Thursday, and it was great because, you know, in the press room, you know, Don and Charlie's down here. You know, they cater the press room, and Don and Charlie's a famous restaurant in Scottsdale.
Yep.
Well, they brought two sushi chefs with them.
Oh, nice.
Come on, for the press? Come on. It was like New Year's Eve.
Did you dip in there?
Oh, absolutely. Come on, it was terrific.
You probably stuffed it in your pockets on the way out, too, just to take some with you. I get it.
I took it out in the stands with me, let me tell you. This.
Nice.
Come on, in a press box, and they had the chefs here rolling it, the whole thing. And they had about 200 media. So you'll get ready for that. You'll see it. Hey, what will you be doing in the Bay Area? What's your responsibility for the next few days?
Well, actually, we have a special Sunday edition of Live Intentional Talk. So Millar and I will be up there, and that starts right around 4 o'clock local time. That'll be followed by a special live edition of MLB Tonight on site in San Francisco, and then the game. It'll be Japan either against the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico at 6 o'clock local time. And then we'll be there doing our shows live on Monday and Tuesday as well, post-game coverage, the whole bit. So this is a big thing for our network. It's been a ton of fun to cover, and we're coming down the home stretch, so we're ready for the semis and the finals.
Terrific. All right, Cleveland Indians, your team, what do you think?
Much better.
Yeah.
A shade over 500.
Really? I got to see the pitching first.
No, me too. Their bullpen's pretty good. Listen, Masterson and Jimenez cannot walk the world like they did last year. They're just going to be awful to watch. It'll be a lot of 10-8 games.
Yeah, Brett Myers, and Zach McAllister. I don't know. I'm not. People down here, honestly, there's a lot of good buzz. You know, you've heard the buzz down here about the Indians. It's good, but I got to see the pitching first. That's my take on it.
Listen, Masterson was very good for 2 years before last year. I don't know what Jimenez is anymore. He's cost himself literally millions of dollars. Myers is a stopgap. McAllister's a guy they've liked, and I'll tell you. We'll see what happens with that fifth spot. It looks like Kazmir is going to get it, and if so, he could be one of the remarkable bounce-back stories after having pitched once in the last 2 years at the big league level.
Yeah, that'll be one. If he comes back and does that, that'll be your comeback player of the year. I'll set the over-under at 78. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, it's probably a good set. It's probably a good set, but I have to be somewhat optimistic.
Yeah, of course.
Don't worry. I have plenty of time as a Cleveland fan to be pessimistic about everything else.
That's your team. All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for being on. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and you do a great job with Kevin. I've had Kevin on the show so many times, and if you could put up with that guy, you deserve it. Let me tell you, you deserve a medal.
He's the best around. We're lucky, and everybody always asks, is he just as crazy in person as he is on TV? Yeah.
Absolutely.
What you see is what you get with that man, but that's a good thing for us.
And he was like that in the clubhouse, when we'd have him on the shows. So you do a good job. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, my pleasure, Marty. Anytime. Take care.
All right. That is good. Chris Rose of the MLB Network. More coming up as the sun is out here in Scottsdale, Arizona. The Cincinnati Reds are here. Giants just finished their batting practice. It is Madison Bumgarner today and Aroldis Chapman. And I hope they go five today, because if you're down here watching this one today, or listening on the radio, this is going to be a major league game today if these guys go five today. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball.